climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Continuing our coverage of local and state elections, Scott Cleveland, a candidate for the U.S. House in the 2nd Congressional District, is in the KID News Radio studio. Scott, it's good to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here this morning. Thanks for having us in.
Yeah, and last night at Stand Up for Idaho, that was a good event, wasn't it?
There was quite a few people there. It was a good event. A little bit different format, you know, to sit there and get questions fielded one right after the next from the audience members.
Yes.
A little bit different format, but I enjoyed it, and I think things went well for us.
Yes. Well, let me just jump right in, Scott. What was it that caused you to throw your hat in the arena and run for this office?
Okay. Well, again, I'm Scott Cleveland, your candidate for the United States House of Representatives right here in Congressional District 2, which includes, of course, all of Bonneville County, Idaho Falls. What made me get in the race? Well, you know, I hate to give such a short answer, but I'll go ahead and do it. The people that are running our government in Washington, D.C. right now are just doing a lousy, lousy job in my mind. All you have to do is look around and see what direction the country is headed. And I just decided, you know, through my last political activities and the things I'm involved in, that somebody has to make a difference. Somebody has to be competent and willing to step up. And I believe I'm that person. So after much research, thought, and prayer, I decided to jump in the ring here.
What is the biggest issue right now that concerns you?
Well, you know, certainly we have national issues, and then we have issues that affect Idaho, more specifically. But from a national level, probably the biggest issue is the open border that we have. We're being invaded on a daily basis by the Biden administration. This is a deliberate act. It's detrimental to the long-term welfare of American citizens. It should be stopped. It's not being stopped. The border is not. I'm from New Mexico originally, so I know what it's like to live in a border state. And sadly, all 50 states in the country now are border states. And I don't need to go into, you know, the fentanyl trafficking, the sex trafficking. Only 45% of the people crossing our southern border today are from a Latin America country. You know, traditionally they were coming, you know, to do farm work and so on. That's not the case anymore. And many of these people are unvetted. They're being flown at taxpayer expense, flown and driven in buses and dropped off in all 50 states, including right here in Idaho Falls. And we just can't allow that to happen. That's probably the biggest issue that people approach me about on the campaign trail. So I guess the follow-up question is, well, what do you do about it? Well, as a sitting member of the House of Representatives, the only real power you have, and I talked about it last night, is the power of the purse.
Right.
You have to control these government agencies that are facilitating this by threatening them with massive budget cuts. The only currency they listen to in Washington, they don't listen to your threats, your complaints, your emails. What they do listen to is if you cut their budgets and say, hey, we're cutting your budget 30% in every one of your employees until that border is secure and closed. I don't mean sort of closed, really closed.
You're absolutely right. Money talks. And if you want to get to the heart of the issue, the thing I've learned over the years is follow that money trail, and you're going to get some real clarity.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest issue, and that needs to be addressed. It can be addressed, but our current members of Congress are just caving in and going along with it. You recently saw the new budget that was passed. The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, just signed a deal with Chuck Schumer in the Senate to pass a $90 billion spending package that included lots of money for foreign governments, Ukraine and so on, but it included $0 to secure our southern border. I just find that despicable.
Well, you know, and the other thing, Scott, is that our economy is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
People are feeling the pinch in their pocketbook, and yet we're shelling out all this money to other countries. And the thing that gets me is those countries don't even really like us.
Yes, you're exactly right. The constant, never-ending, reckless spending, I call it, coming out of Washington, is just unsustainable. Joe Biden just proposed a budget of $7.3 trillion. It's a late budget, but it's $7.3. Our country only takes in $5 trillion.
Wow.
Now, you don't have to be a mathematician. You know my background is finance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a mathematician or a finance major to understand that you can't be shelling out $7.3 trillion when you only take in five. But I don't believe the people in Congress care about it. They see the taxpayers as this giant, you know, unlimited credit card that they can wave around and use as they see fit. And we don't seem to have much recourse about any of that. Well, when my opponent Mike Simpson first took office 25 long years ago, the national debt was a mere $5 trillion with a T. To today, that debt is $35 trillion and climbing rapidly. Just the interest alone on our debt this year will probably exceed $1 trillion for the first time in history, and it's totally unsustainable. Now, the good news is that can be reversed. It's going to take people with a backbone in Congress to say no to this reckless spending. We got to flatten it out. A balanced budget amendment would certainly help. And then it's going to take us another 10 years to bring it back down the other side of the hill. I think it can be done, but not with the people we have in Washington right now that answer to nobody.
Yeah, it's going to take some discipline, that's for sure. Scott, I would love to ask your thoughts on this disconnection that we're seeing. People are fed up and they're really just kind of throwing in the towel. What message do you have for those voters who just feel as if they don't have a voice?
Well, you know, I understand their frustration. I have a little group up in Ada County that I started, a little patriot group, and we talk political. We're political nerds. We meet every Tuesday night. We have for 4 years. And people, you're right. The frustration is palpable. People are being crushed by inflation primarily, the poor economy, the national security issues, the border. You just go right down the list. And while I appreciate their frustration, I wish they would channel that into action. It doesn't do any good to sit around and complain about things. They say all politics are local. And the best way for a citizen to get involved in local politics is to try to become a precinct committee person for the GOP. In Ada, for example, I'm the third vice chairman of the Ada County GOP, and that's 197 precinct committee men and women. That's like herding cats. That's a lot of folks, but that's where politics starts. It starts at a local level. You make policy decisions as a body, and you approve the leadership of that organization, and that has a direct impact on state legislation and so on, and it trickles up to a national level, and it just feels better to do something than to sit around and complain. And that's what I suggest local people do. You can make a difference. When you sit on your hands, there was a woman last night at the show, at the event, and she approached me afterward. And she was an 85-year-old woman. She was so cute. She came up and said, "Scott, I'm supporting you. We got to get Mike Simpson out of there." And she says, I go to church, and I have all these church ladies, and they're a bunch of never-Trumpers. And I get so frustrated talking with them. They say, "Oh, I can't vote for Donald Trump, that man, you know, blah, blah, blah." And she says, "I don't know how to handle that conversation. What do I say?" And I say, "Well, in my mind, you keep it real short and you tell your friends that if they sit on their hands, if they stay home and don't vote for Donald J. Trump as much as they dislike him, they're helping elect Joe Biden. Because if you vote for Trump, you're canceling out a Biden vote. And if you stay home, that's one vote for Biden, zero for Trump." Ask them real quickly, how would they like 4 more years of Joe Biden in the White House? That's the short conversation, because that's really what it boils down to. So get involved and go vote for the best candidate you can find, including Scott Cleveland over Mike Simpson. We'll talk more about that.
Well, we need to take a quick break, but Scott, if you've got a minute, I would love to keep you in studio and we'll continue.
I'm happy to stay here. That's what I'm here for. Thank you, Jolene.
All right. Tonight is the Bonneville County GOP Candidate Forum, 7 p.m., Snake River Events Center at the Shiloh Inn in Idaho Falls. I hope to see you out there. This will be a great community gathering. And a quick reminder for you, don't forget to text me, Maui, to 208-522-5900, because we've teamed up with our friends from Wolf Lighting and Morris Columbus Travel, and we want to send your mama to Maui. More with Scott Cleveland right after this quick break.